Organizing speeches on questions of policy.
Effective organization is crucial when you seek to persuade listeners on a question of policy. Although any of the basic patterns of organization explained in Chapter 8 can be used when discussing a question of policy, four special patterns are especially useful for policy speeches. They are problem-solution order, problem-cause-solution order, comparative advantages order, and Monroe's motivated sequence. Problem-solution order. If you advocate a change in policy, your main points often will fall naturally into problem-solution order. In the first main point, you demonstrate the need for a new policy by showing the extent and seriousness of the problem. In the second main point, you explain your plan for solving the problem and show its practicality. Problem-cause-solution order. For a variation on problem-solution order, you might arrange your speech in problem-cause-solution order. This produces a speech with three main points, the first identifying a problem, the second analyzing the causes of the problem, and the third presenting a solution to the problem. Comparative advantages order. When your audience already agrees that a problem exists, you can devote your speech to comparing the advantages and disadvantages of competing solutions. In such a situation, you might put your speech in a comparative advantages order. Rather than dwelling on the problem, you would devote each main point to explaining why your solution is preferable to other proposed solutions. Suppose you want to convince your audience that the U.S. space program should shift its emphasis from highly glamorous staffed flights, such as the space shuttle, to unstaffed scientific missions that gather information about other planets and the nature of the solar system. Using comparative advantages order, you would compare unstaffed scientific missions with staffed space flights and show why the former is a better choice. Monroe's motivated sequence. Developed in the 1930s by Alan Monroe, a professor of speech at Purdue University, the motivated sequence is tailor-made for policy speeches that seek immediate action. The sequence has five steps that follow the psychology of persuasion. 1. Attention. First, you gain the attention of your audience. You do this in the introduction by using one or more of the methods described in Chapter 9, relating to the audience, showing the importance of the topic, making a startling statement, arousing curiosity or suspense, posing a question, telling a dramatic story, or using visual aids. 2. Need. Having captured the interest of your audience, you next make them feel a need for change. You show there is a serious problem with the existing situation. It is important to state the need clearly and to illustrate it with strong supporting materials, statistics, examples, and testimony that relate directly to the audience's values or vital interests. By the end of this step, listeners should be so concerned about the problem that they are psychologically primed to hear your solution. 3. Satisfaction. Having aroused a sense of need, you satisfy it by providing a solution to the problem. You present your plan and show how it will work. Be sure to offer enough details about the plan to give listeners a clear understanding of it. 4. Visualization. Having given your plan, you intensify desire for it by visualizing its benefits. The key to this step is using vivid imagery to show your listeners how they will profit from your policy. Make them see how much better conditions will be once your plan is adopted. 5. Action. Once the audience is convinced your policy is beneficial, you are ready to call for action. Say exactly what you want the audience to do and how to do it. Give them the address to write. Tell them where they should go to join the Young Republicans. Show them how to sign up for counseling. Then conclude with a final stirring appeal that reinforces their commitment to act. Many students prefer the motivated sequence because it is more detailed than problem-solution order. It follows the process of human thinking and leads the listener step by step to the desired action. One indication of its effectiveness is that it is widely used by people who make their living by persuasion, especially advertisers. The next time you watch television, pay close attention to the commercials.